The latest version of the web portal USAjobs.gov comes out in October. It's supposed to be more integrated with other federal job sites. The Office of Personnel Management says agencies will be able to use the data to fine-tune their recruiting strategies. Emily Kopp here to talk about the rollout of USAjobs.gov 3.0. Good to see you, Emily. Thank you for coming in this afternoon. How different will this be exactly? What's the big deal about this?
Well, let me have Office of Personnel Management Associate Director for Employee Services, Angela Bailey, tell you that.
We are not going to deliver the son of USA Jobs. You know, we're going to deliver something that's really completely new and different. But yet it's going to have the same look and feel and structure and things that people are used to. So it was a really fine balancing act.
All right. What if it's going to have the same look and feel and operation, it sounds like? Why do we care about this?
Right. Well, it's really sort of behind the scenes that everything is happening. For one thing, the site right now is run by the company Monster that runs all those job sites, mm-hmm. and it's caused some problems. I mean, for one thing, it's been hacked before repeatedly. And, you know, people that enter their information to usajobs.gov, because it's stored with Monster's other sites, I mean, naturally, Bailey says, with commingling, that's a pretty big data security hazard.
So with USA Jobs right now, because it's co-mingled with Monster, what happens is that if there was a breach in Kansas, for example, then we get breached at the same time. So the federal data is so mingled with corporate. So what happens is by bringing it back in-house, first of all, we can protect our own so much better because you're only dealing with your own federal system, your own federal data, which sits on our servers. And, of course, we have backup servers as well. So it just, all by its very nature, when something isn't commingled, it becomes more secure.
So here the government is taking back control of that data. And the second problem, Bailey says, with the Monster contracting is that it's proprietary technology on USA Jobs. And that means that talking with all the other federal websites and vendors is difficult. There's not as much integration. So 3.0 is being built by what Bailey calls open architecture using very standard coding, et cetera, mm-hmm. that should make it a lot more easy for that talking to happen.
Now, what difference will this make for the people who are applying for the jobs?
Well, what Bailey says is that they'll have a much more streamlined experience in that if they're applying for one job, for example, you know, they don't have to retype all that information when they apply for another job. She says that's not going to happen in 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of this feeling like I'm going from one system to another system and, oh my gosh, I got to enter my data all over again. Instead, open architecture means that it's this two systems are talking far better. And so when I enter my information into my profile and I upload my resume and all, I can seamlessly send it to the FBI, or I can seamlessly send it to the Army and stuff, instead of this clunky process that you have today where I enter it here, click apply, and then what? Now I got to enter it again, you know, and that's what drives people crazy.
Bailey was speaking with a small group of reporters, so that's the little laugh that you heard coming from one reporter. But some of the other things that she said would make a difference to job applicants, she said OPM is working on filters so people can find out where, for example, most of the nursing jobs are, what parts of the country, or what times they're normally posted. For agencies, she said, that's going to be easier, too, for HR staff to work with USA Jobs. They'll be able to notify people of their job application status with a click of the mouse. You know, that's something that agencies are supposed to do right now, but sometimes the technology makes that difficult. And Bailey's saying basically they don't have any excuses. And then recruiters who are working for those agencies will be able to use the data, analyze it, and Bailey says that maybe they can even fine-tune their recruiting strategies with that data.
It will be really cool for us to be able to provide to them to say, hey, every time you list a cybersecurity position, the folks who apply for that job are from this particular zip code area, you know, and I'm just hypothetically, like, let's say it's the Southwest. So then an agency recruiter could then look at that data and say to themselves, why the heck am I holding job fairs, you know, in New York when most of the people who apply for cybersecurity are sitting down here in the Southwest?
So the bottom line is that for both applicants and recruiters, trends are going to be easier to spot. It's supposed to be more of sort of a human approach, where if you want to analyze the data, it's at your fingertips.
All right. Your story online at federalnewsradio.com says the new portal comes online October 13th. What's the timeline between now and then? What are the milestones?
Well, Bailey says more details are going to become available in the next 2 weeks. But the important thing is between October 6th and 12th, the site is going to be unavailable. People will not be able to apply to any new jobs. And in fact, OPM is telling agencies to either close their jobs by October 6th or wait until October 13th to post them.
All right. Well, you'll look forward to having you keep us updated on this. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, thank you very much. And you're hearing there from Angela Bailey, Associate Director of Employee Services at the Office of Personnel Management.